The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Cutting brain-gut vagus nerve lessens loss of myelin in MS mice. Severing the lower part of the vagus nerve, one of the main neurological pathways that connects the brain to the gut, led to less myelin loss in a mouse model that's commonly used to study MS. The findings suggest that the vagus nerve plays a role in demyelination in MS. Moreover, according to researchers, the results imply that therapeutic interventions targeting this nerve may be beneficial for MS patients. The relative abundances of some species of bacteria were correlated with demyelination in the brain, the team wrote. The study, Key Role of the Gut Microbiota Brain Axis via the Subdiaphragmatic Vagus Nerve in Demyelination of the Cuprizone-Treated Mouse Brain, was published in Neurobiology of Disease. Targeting the cause of myelin loss. In MS, inflammation in the central nervous system leads to demyelination, or the loss of the fatty myelin sheath that surrounds nerve fibers and helps them send electrical signals. A common model used to study the disease is feeding mice cuprizone, or CPZ, a chemical that induces demyelination. An emerging body of research has shown that the gut microbiome, the billions of bacteria and other microorganisms that live in the intestines, can influence the health and activity of the brain. The vagus nerve, also called the vagal nerves, is the main neurological pathway that sends signals in the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps to control heart rate, immune activity, and digestion. This nerve plays a major role in the interface between the brain and the gut microbiome. In this study, researchers in Japan tested the effects of subdiaphragmatic vagotomy, or SDV, a surgical procedure that severs the parts of the vagus nerve that connect to the intestines in the CPZ model of demyelination. Mice underwent SDV or a sham operation 1 week before being fed CPZ-laced food for 6 weeks. Results showed that mice given SDV had significantly less myelin loss after CPZ administration. The mice given SDV also weighed more, indicative of generally better health status after chronic exposure to the toxic chemical. These findings indicate that SDV can ameliorate CPZ-induced body weight gain and demyelination in mice, the researchers wrote. CPZ treatment leads to the activation of microglia, immune cells in the brain known to contribute to inflammation in MS and other neurological diseases. Analyses showed that SDV reduced microglial activation in mice given CPZ. Our data suggests that the vagus nerve may play a role in demyelination and microglial activation in the brains of MS patients, the researchers wrote. Further analyses were conducted of the mice's gut microbiome, which showed significant differences in the types of bacteria most abundant in mice given SDV or a sham procedure. The data suggest that SDV can restore CPZ-induced bacterial diversity, abnormalities in the gut microbiota, the researchers wrote. Scientists also analyzed a broad panel of microbial metabolites, small molecules that are made by bacteria in the gut microbiome in the mice's blood. They identified 27 metabolites that were significantly altered by CPZ exposure. Notably, SDV led to normalization in levels of 6 of these metabolites. Notably, levels of these 6 SDV-related metabolites showed statistically significant associations with the amount of myelin loss in the mice's brains. Additional statistical tests showed an array of significant associations between changes in levels of different types of bacteria, levels of metabolites, microglial activation, and the extent of myelin loss. The relative abundances of some species of bacteria were correlated with demyelination or microglial activation in the brain, as well as with plasma metabolites, the researchers concluded. Taken together, our findings indicate that the gut-microbiota-brain axis might play a role in the demyelination of CPZ-treated mice via the subdiaphragmatic, under the diaphragm, vagus nerve. The researchers noted that vagus nerve stimulation, where gentle electric pulses are administered to the vagus nerve, is currently used to control certain forms of epilepsy. This form of therapy showed beneficial effects in a recent study done in a mouse model of MS. Given the crucial role of the vagus nerve in the gut microbiota brain axis, vagus nerve stimulation may be a promising therapeutic option for MS patients, the researchers wrote. It will be of great interest to investigate whether vagus nerve stimulation can improve clinical symptoms. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler on December 22, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on January 2, 2023. Could your hip pain be related to your MS steroid treatments? My hips have hurt for several years. Right now, it's just a dull ache, but there have been times when it has been a shooting pain. Hip pain isn't necessarily connected to your multiple sclerosis, but it could be. It might be caused by alterations in your gait because of MS spasticity, muscle weakness, or problems with balance. Sitting for long periods of time or changes in posture could have an impact. It might also be caused by one of your MS treatments, steroids. Is it the MS or the treatment? I was diagnosed with MS in 1980. Way back then, there were no disease-modifying therapies or DMTs. The only treatment was high-dose intravenous steroids. In my case, to treat a relapse, I received 3 to 5 days of solumedrol or methylprednisolone, followed by a week of tapering down using the pill prednisone over the next 10 to 15 years until the first DMTs were approved and I started being treated with Avonex. I must have had 3 or 4 courses of steroid infusions. I received solumedrol again in December 1997. I was being treated with Lemtrada, and the protocol called for steroids prior to the Lemtrada infusion on each of the 5 infusion days. I received steroids prior to my second round of Lemtrada over 3 days in April 1999. Both treatment rounds were followed by an oral taper with prednisone. Case studies. In a recent post on his blog, MS Selfie, neurologist Gavin Giovannoni wrote about a 39-year-old man who developed right hip pain 3 months after his second round of Lemtrada. 2 months after that, his left hip began hurting. After an MRI, an orthopedic surgeon diagnosed the man with bilateral avascular neurosis, or AVN, of the hip. The patient expected that he will need both hips replaced, and he believes the steroid treatments are responsible for his AVN. Professor G, as Giovannoni refers to himself, discussed the case of another person with MS who developed bilateral AVN of the hips after only 1 course of high-dose methylprednisolone. He also pointed to a case study of 5 other people with MS who had received steroids and were diagnosed with AVN. In these cases, the head of the thigh bone was affected. Neurologists should discuss AVN with people with MS. In all of the cases of AVN cited by Professor G, the diagnosis was delayed. AVN can develop without any early symptoms. Later, pain is felt when weight is put on the bone, as was the case with my hip. My pain was very sharp, but it eased after treatment with gabapentin, which is used to ease nerve pain, followed by physical therapy. A few years ago, Professor G conducted a survey that reported over 75% of respondents had not been told that AVN can be a complication of high-dose steroids. He thinks people with MS should know that before steroid treatments begin, and I agree. That knowledge probably wouldn't have changed my mind about receiving steroids, but it would have allowed me to be alert and quickly address any AVN symptoms. If you've been treated with steroids, were you told about AVN? Would it have made a difference to you? To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.